Let's turn in the scriptures to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 18. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 18. And beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Those are God's words. Chapter begins with the Apostle Paul giving all praise to the Lord for the ministry they were able to offer and are continuing to offer and serve the Lord through verse 5. And he uses how the Lord saved many of them and how they're working amongst the Corinthians. Then through the rest of the chapter to draw a comparison between the Old and New Testaments. And through verse 11, he draws a comparison between the two Testaments, the Old and New. The Old being the shadow, and the New being the real. All the more clear, the mystery having been revealed. So much more glorious than is the New. And that's his point. Friends, we live in the last days. We're going to hear about that this evening. And we're so blessed to live at this time compared to any other time before now. Especially after Christ has come and He reigns now as our King. And then to the end of the chapter, the veil of the Old Testament being removed in the New Testament. The hearts that the Holy Spirit makes new, the veil is removed from them. The Christian, in turning to the Lord, is freed from their bondage to sin. And then the last verse, he uses a different picture of a glass. In the Old Testament, remember, God's people saw the glory of God in a cloud. They followed that cloud, which was dark and dreadful. But the Christian, under the new, sees the glory of the Lord as in a glass, clearly and marvelously. Moses was able to speak to God face to face, but the Christian more clearly with open face. He shows us His glory, and His light that He shows forth to us today is transforming from one degree of glorious grace to another until we are glorified forever and ever. How much more then should the Christian prize and improve upon our privileges that we have, which are much greater than those who have come before us? And so we ought not to rest content, but continue to pursue an experimental or experiential knowledge of the transforming power of the gospel as we are conformed more and more unto the image of our God in Jesus Christ. And that's our calling. We'll hear more about this as the weeks go on here in 2 Corinthians. Let's pray now and ask for the Lord's blessing. Our Father, thank You for bringing us about and bringing us unto You by Your Spirit and by Your grace at this time. We're thankful that though we are completely undeserving of such privileges and blessings, You have nevertheless blessed us richly in Christ Your Son. And Father, we come and we plead that You would forgive us because we've often taken the greater privileges that we have and not made good use of them. We've often not seen and sought to see You clearly in the Scriptures and in worship, and seeking to know You by Your Spirit. We have often spent time in the world and our time in the world where we have become lazy towards You. And Father, forgive us of this. And forgive us of our lukewarmness, and forgive us of our not making right use of the privileges You've given us, or rather wasting them for things that are less than. Father, we plead that You would work by Your grace and by Your Spirit in our hearts and in our lives, that we would make good use of the greater privileges we have, to be able to see clearly the mystery that has been revealed, even in the gospel and the gospel promises, and the many blessings You give to us, the church, Your bride. And Father, we also plead that You would make us to glory in You whenever You have blessed us, whenever You work through us to bring the gospel to bear upon lives and call sinners to repentance, to give us the opportunities to instruct our children and call them to believe, call our neighbors and our co-workers to believe and turn to You. Father, we pray that we would in all those situations and circumstances give You the glory and You the praise and not take any glory unto ourselves. We see the Apostle Paul and those with him, that's what they did, following You. We pray that we would follow their example, their godly example to us. Pray that You would humble us before You, knowing that no good thing comes about except through You. For every good and perfect gift comes down from You, the Father of lights. And Father, we ask that You would also grant us the response of praising Your name when You answer our prayers. Father, we give You praise that You answered our prayer. We already prayed some this morning, giving praise to You. We also praise You for answering our prayer concerning Sheila. We've prayed for a few weeks now for a better job, and over a few months of her work situation that she currently has, and how she had to work on the Lord's Day. Father, we're thankful you provided her another job, and that you provided her the privilege of not working on the Lord's Day, but still working on the other 6 days. And so as she starts that job this week, pray that you would give her understanding and wisdom and competency in the work that she needs to do, and the energy and strength to do it. And we pray that for all of us as we work in various ways, as in our jobs, as even the homemakers, the mothers here. And Father, we ask that you would grant us strength to do the work before us, because you do call us to work diligently 6 days and to rest on this day once, one day. And so, Father, grant us diligence in our work. Grant the great blessing of being able to proclaim the gospel in our work and to teach others, to disciple, according to all your commandments, to teach your word. I'm thankful for the grandmothers here, and that even though their children don't believe, they have their grandchildren sometimes, and they teach them the scriptures, and they teach them the psalms, and they teach them the catechism. And pray that you would bear fruit in those grandchildren, and that would even work to the salvation of their children. We pray for our extended families that don't know you, and even those in our immediate families, but we pray for our extended families, our parents, our children, aunts and uncles, that you would turn their hearts to you. Give us many opportunities this year to proclaim the glorious mysteries of Jesus Christ, your Son. That they have been revealed and they are made clear to us. And so send your Spirit before us to do that great work of regeneration in the heart, and effectually call your elect, even from among our families. Do so with our friends, our neighbors. Help us to, and make us by your grace, to be godly witnesses, even to those who live around us. And Father, we pray this evening also for Arian's cousin, David, who was in a car accident. Shane tells me that he believes the gospel. I pray that you would heal him, knowing that he's broken both femurs and his pelvis. Pray that you would heal him and cause him to look to you in Christ your Son for healing and for strength and for comfort and hope. Father, help him to be able to walk well again. And thankful that he is younger, and pray that you would grant him that youthful healing that oftentimes we see happen, and bring about that healing to him. Father, pray for our nation. Our nation has turned from you and has gone the way of wickedness. The citizens of our nation have followed their leaders and gone the way of wickedness and evil and sins, and they glory in their sins. Father, we pray that you would turn them. You alone can turn them and turn this nation to you. And so we pray for our nation that you would turn them from the atrocities of adultery and the many various ways that people commit adultery today, and how they dress, and their actions, and their hearts. I pray that you would turn our nation and the citizens of this nation from the various and sundry ways that they commit murder, and the many other sins, and especially the idolatry against you, and having many other gods before you, and making gods, and taking your name in vain, and in attacking your children. Father, we pray that you would turn our hearts. Or we in the church are really not that much better, sadly. It's only by your grace if we are. And Father, we pray that you would sanctify us, that you would send your Spirit and you would send a revival, that the churches would be filled, the nations would come unto you, and this nation would come unto you, and covenant with Christ your Son, and rule, the leaders of this nation would rule according to your law, and not their own. And so as we've considered last Lord's Day, and as we'll consider this evening, Father, pray for the church to be a shining light, not the harlot, not the idolater, but faithful to you, even to your Son who sits on the throne. And in this we pray that you would make us faithful by your grace, enable us to do it, for we are too weak. Make the ministers of the gospel and the elders of your churches faithful, standing upon your word, standing strong by the Spirit, the Spirit's grace. And in all these things, Father, we pray that your name would be praised forever. In Jesus' name, amen.